the lives of people who are around you. In other words, you don't dabble at life, you live it in a very powerful way. And so the energy that swirls around you swirls in a very emphatic way. And in the same way that we were talking earlier, when people want what people want, no matter whether they think they're asking for a material object or a pile of money or an improved bodily condition or a state of being or a relationship, everything that every single person has ever wanted or ever will want is at the root of that desire is they want to feel good. That's what they really, really want. Mm-hmm. And so when someone like you presents yourself who predominantly feels good, you have to understand that a lot of the time what you are actually doing is amplifying in them their awareness that they're not feeling all that good. And there are a lot of people who still don't understand that feeling good is about their alignment. In other words, there are a lot of people that when they don't feel good, their knee-jerk reaction is to flail around and try to keep someone who is feeling good from feeling quite so good. There are a lot of people, in fact, the majority of people are not understanding that they are source and that the source vibration is there and that they have a vibrational relationship to it. And so they're not trying to close that gap. Most people who don't feel good really are working very hard, sometimes extremely consciously and deliberately, to bring others to where they are in the attitude of misery loves company, so to speak, mm-hmm. rather than get to that place that right now they don't even have access or knowledge about. So with all of that, we just have to say to you, you just can't take it personally. And when you do, you pay the price. When you do, you separate yourself from your source. So right. Now, if you want to take this a little further, let's don the attitude and personality of your inner being who saw you get slighted, let's say. Okay. And so here you are, you're bipping along, something happens, you get slighted, you focus on it long enough that you activate it in your vibration and it takes you down the emotional scale into a place that does not feel so good. And there you are, not feeling good. And here's your inner being, still adoring you, still knowing you in your best state of being. What do you think your inner being's doing while you're over there?
Having a great time.
Not changing a whit for you.
Right.
Not saying, how can I coax her back? Not saying, what can we do? Let's blink the lights in the living room.
It would work.
Let's get a bird to kill itself by slamming into her sliding glass door. There is no effort whatsoever on the part of inner being to coax you back into alignment any more than what's always there. In other words, your inner being is always loving you, always calling you, but for some reason, you've chosen temporarily to tune to this one who is slighting you rather than to this one who is adoring you. And you just gotta, in time, ask yourself, why would I do that?
So in the very nature of relaxing into thoughts like, this isn't personal, I just happen to pick up an undercurrent, but it has nothing to do with me, that lets go of the oar in the upstream current and allows me to move back into
precisely.
My downstream.
And if that statement is too strong, if that statement irritates you because it sort of defies reality, because mm-hmm. it feels like it is about you because they said it to you or about you, a softer statement is, it seems to be about me, but it's really about where they are.
Okay.
It's really about their position in the stream, about their vibrational relationship with who they are. And in time, you just become this stable being who feels good because you choose to, regardless of what anybody else is saying. Esther grew up in a very small town, and she's talked about this a great deal over the years, that she thinks that it, we hear your beeper, she thinks that it would have been easier to live in a larger environment with less interested people around you to find your place. When you live in a small place and everybody knows everything about everyone, there is sort of a feeling of spotlight, although everyone's in it. But no matter what the environment in which you were raised, all of you, we talked about this at the beginning of this